Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Marguerite Bourgeois. Her story begins now with some of her words. St. Margaret would say, God is not satisfied if we preserve the love we owe our neighbor. We must preserve our neighbor in the love he ought to have for us. St. Margaret Bourgeois. Said teaching is the work most suited to draw down the graces of God. If it is done with purity of intention, without distinction between the poor and the rich, Saint Marguerite would write, we are asked why we prefer to be wanderers rather than cloistered, the cloister being a protection. I believe the Blessed Virgin was never cloistered. She never excused herself from any journey on which there was some good to be done. To you, Saint Marguerite Bourgeois, we turn in our great need. You responded with unfailing compassion to the needs of those around you. Look now on our needs and on those of all persons who are sick or in distress, and grant us your comfort and strength, and offer our prayers to Our Lady of Good Help, so that through her loving intercession with Jesus, her Son, we may obtain the grace we so greatly need. Help us to conform our will to the will of God, so that like you, we may give thanks in moments of distress, as well as in times of joy. Amen. And Almighty God, you called Saint Marguerite Bourgeois to leave her homeland so as to educate young people in the Christian life. Direct, we pray, our words and our deeds that along the varied paths which lead to you, we too, by her example and prayer, may proclaim the loving presence of our Savior. Saint Marguerite Bourgeois, pray for us. A time of sickness is a time of grace. It is then that we reap a harvest for an eternity. Those are words from Saint Marguerite. It seems to me that we do not pay enough attention to prayer, for unless it arises from the heart, which ought to be its center, It is no more than a fruitless dream. Prayer ought to carry over into our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And that's coming from Saint Marguerite. The sisters ought to ask by fervent prayers for the graces they need to succeed in their work. And these are prayers, these are words coming from Saint Marguerite. And we know that the historical Marguerite was the heiress of a venerable noble family of Normandy, who probably young when she became a second wife, and was after the first, that fact enriched by her husband's fame and fortune in his role as celebrated hero of the last duel. And she had at least three children. God closes a door and then opens a window. People sometimes say, when dealing with their own disappointment or someone else's, that was certainly true in Saint Marguerite's case. Besides chaperoning girls sent from France as brides for settlers, the recruited French and Canadian girls as teachers, that's what she did. She recruited French and Canadian girls as teachers, organized a boarding school for girls in Montreal, a school for Indian girls on the reservation, and a domestic art school. And with the first settlers, she shared the dangers and hardships, as well as the efforts and hopes that marked life. In the early colony. Like them, she was vulnerable to the threats posed by the environment, the enemy, and disease, as well as by sometimes hostile or incompetent authorities in both church and state. She consistently avoided and, whenever possible, refused all preferment or privilege that would remove her from the lot of ordinary people in New France. The poor and struggling settlers attempting to build a better life for themselves and their families in the New World. Children from Europe as well as Native American backgrounds in the 17th century Canada benefited from her great zeal and unshakable trust in God's providence. Born the sixth of 12 children in France, Marguerite, at the age of 20, believed that she was also called to religious life, and her application to the Carmelites and poor sisters, poor Clares, were unsuccessful. A priest friend suggested that perhaps God had other plans for her, and she directed the fidelity to which Bourgeois belonged. The governor invited Marguerite Bourgeois to come to Canada and start a school in Canada, in the Montreal. And before February 1653, Bourgeois accepted the assignment to set up a congregation and a mission in New France. In 1653, the city that was now known as Montreal came into existence through the desire of a group of devout men and women in 17th century France to share with the native people of the New World what they regarded as their most precious possession, their Christian faith. And they hoped to achieve this goal through the establishment of a settlement on the island of Montreal in the colony of New France, and the foundation was intended to embody the Christian ideal described in the Acts of the Apostles in such a way as to attract many from surrounding communities of early Christians that had drawn their first converts in the Mediterranean world of the first century. So Marguerite had survived many threats in the 26 years she had been in wilderness of Canada. And she had lived through Iroquois attacks, a fire that destroyed her small village, plagues on the ships that she took back and forth to France. But nothing threatened her dreams and hopes more than what her own bishop said to her in 1679. He told her that she had to join her congregation of Notre Dame with its teaching sisters to a cloistered religious order of Ursulines. In 1654, the governor of the French settlement in Canada visited his sister, an Augustinian canoness, and Marguerite belonged to a sodality connected to that convent. And the governor invited her to come to Canada and start a school there in Montreal. And when she arrived, the colony numbered about 200 people with a hospital and a Jesuit mission chapel. And she also performed the task for which she had come to Montreal, opening the first school in an abandoned stable in the spring of 1658, and to give permanence and stability to the work of educating children and women in New France, she founded a community of uncloistered women. On the voyage between France and Canada, during which she had cared for the sick and consoled the dying, the prospective settlers with whom she journeyed had already begun to address her as sister. And from this beginning until her death in 1700, she was totally dedicated to the welfare of the people of Montreal. And the stories of hardships and dangers in Montreal that made other people shiver had awakened a call from God in her to serve the Native Americans and settlers who endured this adversity. And she met with the governor of what was then called Ville Marie and convinced him she was the person he was looking for to help start a school for the children of Montreal. And soon after starting a school, she realized her need for co-workers as Christ was her light. In 1667, they added classes at their school for Indian children. A second trip to France 3 years later resulted in six more young women and a letter from King Louis XV authorizing the school. The Congregation of Notre Dame was established in 1676. But its members did not make formal religious profession until 1698, when their rule was and constitutions were approved. Marguerite established a school for Indian girls in Montreal, and at the age of 69, she walked from Montreal to Quebec in response to the bishop's request to establish a community of sisters in that city. And Saint Marguerite Bourgeois was canonized in 1982. She was a prisoner. She was a pioneer who worked in an outpost of the French Empire. She built houses, established a farm, and opened schools for children of the colony. And she was deterred by neither bishop nor king in the pursuit of her mission. And by the end, and by the time she died, she was referred to as the mother of the colony. Marguerite was canonized in 1982. And two miracles were recognized by the church before her beautification in 1950 by Pope Pius XII. The two miracles, through Saint Marguerite's intercession, two men were saved from incurable ailments. 50-year-old who suffered from worsening gangrene was facing amputation of his left foot, had been miraculously healed. And she would say, God is not satisfied if we persevere, preserve the love we owe our neighbor. We must preserve our neighbor and the love he ought to have for us. It seems to me that we do not pay enough attention to prayer, for unless it arises from the heart, which ought to be its center, it is no more than a fruitless dream. And when the heart is open to the Son of Grace, we see flowers blossom in their fragrance. These are seen to have profited by the Word of God. It seems to me, she would say, that we are charcoal ready to be kindled, and that Holy Communion is entirely suited to set us on fire. But when this charcoal is kindled only on the surface, as soon as it is set aside, it is extinguished. On the contrary, that which is fired all the way to the center, it is not extinguished, but it is consumed. But she had a huge devotion to the Eucharist, did Saint Marguerite Bourgeois. And because she had such a devotion to the Eucharist, she had a great devotion on our Catholic priests, even there in Montreal at the time, in Canada at the time. So she calls us and beckons us today to pray for our priests today. Conditions mirror as it has always been. We are always in need of prayer and want of prayer as we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
And joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we pray and we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. And be a mother to them. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and motivated and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord, around the world. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. Pray. For our deacons, and our seminarians, we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today, that they would hold fast to the deposit of faith. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons, as they serve your church, and give our deacons eyes to see the needs of your people, and give our deacons a discerning mind to know your truth, Lord, and give our deacons a generous spirit when they are tired but needed, and give them a humble heart, Lord, when their work goes unnoticed. And give our deacons a peace of mind in obedience and service. And give them, Lord, peace of mind in obedience and service. And give them health of body to serve with strength. Make them, Lord, fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. We pray for our deacons, Lord. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly when they are lonely or discouraged. Fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel they're in turmoil. Lord, raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We pray for those, Lord, who serve your altar. We pray for the altar servers, Lord. And we pray for children, Lord. We pray for families. We pray for children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Marguerite Bourgeois, and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony. Lord, we thank you for protecting our children and our grandchildren. And I pray, Lord, that you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And Lord, I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, and my refuge. my Savior, and I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And Lord, we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And in our hospitals, we pray for our nurses and doctors. And we pray for those who are sick, those who are there, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. Pray for the elderly, Lord. You promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. The glorious mysteries. Focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise, and make Christ the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Thank you. only takes a spark to get a fire going. And that's all it takes with God's love. He is the light of the world. He is our fire light.
Dear Jesus, where are you tonight? I bear a sadness deep inside.
Firelight should call us to holiness.
Looks like the boy's in trouble again. living much too close to the edge of sin. Now he finds himself where he should not have been. Oh God, why is your peace so hard to find? And the answer to the questions that haunt my mind. Oh Lord, your ways are not like mine. And it pounds like thunder within my breast. All the anger of my humanness. Though I call you Lord, I must confess I'm a stranger to your holiness. A stranger to your holiness. Can we really be what we were meant to be? Jesus, people, living by
Amen. And at the Catholic Mass, we are all for one. and our hearts should burn for love with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so we should have that burning heart. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And our guardian angels, I love you. Yeah, we meet in Psalms 23. Tomorrow, you've been listening and praying with Deeper Truth, Standing in the Gap with us and St. Marguerite Bourgeois. And tomorrow, we will have St. Hilary of Poitiers in the gap tomorrow. And so we will close In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalms 23.
The Lord is my shepherd.
God bless you all, and peace, and stay warm. It is cold, like 2 degrees right now. Yeah, and it's coming. So, God bless you all. Good day.